This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Let's get a glimpse now into the war in another part of Libya. Most of the fighting we've heard of is along the coast, but now we know of battles in a mountainous region inland. Civilians are fleeing that area through a rebel-held border crossing into Tunisia. Eleanor Beardsley is there.
Less than a week ago, this desert border post between Tunisia and Libya was controlled by Gaddafi's forces. But in a nighttime battle last Thursday, rebels took it. 24-year-old rebel Haitham took part in the fighting.
The battle lasted 3 hours, and then Gaddafi's soldiers ran over the border into Tunisia. It was a great win because we got cars and guns, and we also gained valuable experience.
Haitham says the rebels are getting better organized. They're also heartened by recent NATO airstrikes. When Gaddafi was in charge of this border post, Libyans were not allowed to cross into Tunisia. But on this day, a line of dusty cars and pickup trucks loaded with families and whatever possessions they could pack in stretched as far as the eye could see. Everyone here says they are fleeing Gaddafi's onslaught. This 25-year-old man, who seems shaken and doesn't want to give his name, set out on foot with his father 3 days ago from the besieged town of Yifrin.
It's a war. It's a war there, and the army of Gaddafi target us by the rockets and bomb us by the tanks. And his forces entered the center of our city. It's a hell there where I live.
The rugged Nafusa Mountains, which stretch from the Tunisian border to just south of Tripoli, look like a chain of giant mesas from the American Far West. This region of western Libya is largely inhabited by Berbers, who are ethnically distinct from most Libyans. In the past, Gaddafi suppressed their language and culture, so there is no love for the Libyan dictator among this crowd. The United Nations estimates that more than 30,000 Libyans have fled into southern Tunisia this month to escape shelling and fighting in their homeland. At a refugee camp that recently sprouted near the border, workers put up more tents. Camp supervisor Agron Al-Mundi says he left his job as a car salesman to come here and help his fellow Libyans.
The total population of people right now here is 886. With 150 families. I expect more to come in from anywhere as it is a war, so everybody will be fleeing the country.
Al-Mundi leads me through the camp, past a crowd clamoring for food packages being handed out from the back of a pickup truck. Inside a tent at the end of a row is Adi Masauda and her three daughters. They have just arrived here from the town of Nalout, about 40 miles from the Tunisian border.
Gaddafi's mercenaries were coming into our houses, and we were scared, so we ran away.
Refugees crossing the border here say Gaddafi's forces are terrorizing people any way they can, like gunning down flocks of sheep just to wreck livelihoods. But they say Arabs and Berbers are now united in their opposition to Gaddafi. Outside a Tunisian house on the border, several Libyan men sit on a rug, smoking and drinking tea. From their vantage point on a hill, they gaze out at the desert, the mountains, and the country they fled. One peers through a pair of binoculars. These men say they first thank God for their safety, and then NATO. And now they pray that the harsh terrain in their homeland will help the rebels beat Gaddafi. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley.